Hey, I'm standing up. I've joined you.
Is this the show?
This is crazy up here.
Is this the show?
This is definitely the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're standing.
It doesn't have to be the show.
No, it's the show.
Okay, let's agree that it's the show.
Yeah, I think...
1, 2, 3 show?
Yeah. I think I was going to maybe do like a DJ Khaled entrance onto the show.
Tell me what... Because there's a few ways that he starts off a song.
Well, he starts off the song by saying the name of the artist that's actually important.
yes.
Right? So, does. Like, I was just listening to the Mary J. Blige album, and he's like, Mary J. Blige! and then about a measure happens of the beat, and then he jumps in and screams, DJ Khaled!
And then
says something dumb like major key, or and another one, and then we go.
I feel like the fact that something dumb, I would go ahead to say that phrase has coined him plenty of his coins.
He's
got a whole stack of another one that he can look at,
yeah.
and yeah. buy and sell us.
Yeah. As just before this, I went to the bank to deposit some money.
Oh, hey, Sunday banking.
Yeah. And DJ Khaled's like, I don't have to go to the bank.
I am a bank. They didn't want me to have a bank.
Yeah.
And so I went and got it. Do you think DJ Khaled, like when his family comes to sit at the dinner table, he's just like, that's baby, that's mama.
Yeah. Or
DJ Khaled.
Do you think he has multiple,
his own name.
Do you think he has multiple families? And then like each hour he goes, and another one. And then like another family comes in. Another baby that's really fucking cute, and then like another.
His kid is cute, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what mom looks like, but I assume that's all mom's doing.
I gotta say that I'm feeling pretty bad about not knowing who the woman in his life is. It's very male sentence. It's unfair. It's not given. We should know who this woman is, right?
Maybe.
Behind every Khaled is a strong woman from the Bronx.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's definitely the more important person out of the two of them. He's just the one who won't shut up.
Oh, my God. So I can't remember which one I like more, because he did two songs, right? Mary J. and one with
Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Chance and Quavo. Yeah. Quavo.
Jeez. That song is so good.
Dude from the Migos with the autotune.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Is that who he is?
Isn't he? I thought he was.
I don't know if he's Migos or not. I gotta say that I've been pretty light on I didn't know that he released new songs until you mentioned it.
Khaled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were they back to back?
Yeah. Well, the Mary J track was on the record that came out.
Separate
than Khaled. Yeah.
Okay.
And
is
then
it gaining steam just now or something? Or did a video get released or something?
Well, the Khaled.
Why are we talking about it?
Khaled released a single on Friday with a video with Bieber, and they're dancing around like a Miami mansion with beautiful women. And
wait, the two
all
of them
in there? Yeah, dude. And like, Chance is there, and Quavo's there, and they're just dancing around. And it is a video straight out of 1998 with just thongs and bikinis.
Wow,
and unattractive men.
just trying to show us it's possible.
Yeah.
No, Justin Bieber's for sure attractive. What are you talking about?
He may have been at one point in time, but he's gone full Eminem. Like it's blonde, short blonde, crop. Cut.
It's beautiful.
I mean, Chance is an attractive man.
I would go to say that all of those guys are decent looking. I mean, they're on television. They're groomed for it.
No, that's not how it works, man.
You don't think that's how it works?
Not for men, at least, unfortunately.
Okay.
I mean, Khaled, come on.
I think there are plenty of women that find Khaled to be a beautiful creature. I know this for fact.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Good for them. I don't agree. I just kicked off my shoes. The show just got real.
I'm barefoot. I'm in. Okay, so you said I had something in my beard. You said it was dust.
Yeah.
I am spring cleaning right now.
Oh, wow.
Legit, like moving the furniture to clean behind it, to vacuum behind it.
Oh.
This is weekend two because I said I was going to do it last weekend and then I didn't. And so now it's like,
it's a multi-step project. First, you have to say you're going to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that takes a lot out of a person.
Yeah, it does. It does.
My version of spring cleaning, you're moving furniture out to vacuum behind it. I am just buying new furniture.
I feel like you're filling up the corners. You also put your artwork up, your wall art.
Yes.
That was a recent since the last show. I don't think it was up.
I don't think it was up either.
So we can say on show, on record, that you're now a human being.
I have finally moved into my apartment that I moved into in October.
I would say you got the keys in October you moved in.
I moved in 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to start the show off with something. I just wanted to just bang right into it.
Okay.
This is going to be a hot take zone.
Oh,
And I want your, I thought you would get, right. I thought you would be behind this.
I'm standing, I'm jumping.
Yeah,
you do this.
You're jumping. I want, what's on the tip of your tongue? Is there any, because I got a couple here.
Oh, but, you want a hot take with no context?
No. I'm saying.
Oh, you've got topics.
I know you've got them. And I want to extract them out of you. So, what are you thinking about right now?
You're like hot take out of nowhere with like not even subject matter.
I'm hot take.
I kind of just dropped one with Khaled. Like
that's what I was saying. You were already doing it. So yeah, I was like, right. Oh wait, this is what I wanted to do anyway. So
let's start.
I mean, we got the Mary J out of the way, or not out of the way. If you had anything else in there.
I think everyone needs to take, the 43 minutes or however long the album is. Out of not listening to Kendrick, just one time, don't listen to Kendrick and listen to Mary J's new album, Strength of a Woman. It's excellent. It's the best Mary J in a while.
All right. Beautiful. That take came in at about 20 seconds, and it was a mild take.
It was a mild take.
Definitely mild take. Posy takes though are accepted, and
not in hot take zone. No positive takes in hot take zone.
I'm a hot take, fire festival.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's just, it's a take itself, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's that sandwich. I've been laughing at it. I don't know a ton about it.
I just know, all I know is Ja Rule had a party, kind of.
Yeah.
He planned a party. Theoretically.
I feel like we might have to even take this out of hot take zone because it's hot take zone is quick, right? It's rapid fire.
Yeah.
I can spend some minutes on this festival. And if you're curious about it, let's take it.
Let's roll it, man. What's your thought on the fire festival spelled first of all, F-Y-R-E.
So first, I take offense at most intentional misspellings of things. It's an affront on the way that we use letters.
Yes.
And plus there's already a brand called Fire. So okay. I imagine that there was some, I think it's a clothing brand, right? F-Y-R-E.
Oh, I don't know.
And
I kept getting Fire Fest with FYF Fest. Like they look too similar.
I know,
and I thought maybe like, oh shit, was FYS this weekend? And then why are people in the Bahamas for F? I thought they were in downtown.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought that they had changed their branding and stuff. What's interesting is actually it's hard to look up the original Fire brand. I know it's a brand because everyone is only talking about this festival,
right?
But. Whatever, man. The story is that this festival is a project.
Okay.
By probably a college student, but maybe beyond college student. I only just I was listening to some stuff on it earlier just because I knew I wanted to talk about it. And the story goes that Fire Festival started off as a not real project, but basically what if this event existed?
Okay.
And then people found it and they then at a point in time decided to turn on a payment portal to make it real. And it was a plan and organize as you go kind of like hodgepodge of action and inaction, and try to get this endorsement and get that endorsement from like influencers. And
right.
Which is a influencers is a new word. We've got a new celebrity word because it's not necessarily a celebrity.
Yeah, they're not celebrities. They're we used to call them trendsetters.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a one-to-one relationship.
Yeah,
and so
and now they're influencers.
You get the influencers and the trendsetters tweeting and posting about this event that's coming up that they have no obligation to really go to. All they have to say is that they are going.
Right.
Or all they have to kind of say is this event's going to be dope, and that's the end of the contract. So you have these people that had no obligation to actually go to this event. The people throwing it have never thrown an event of this size or, you know, of this caliber, and basically just made a lot of promises that, like, a lot of big promises that they couldn't keep, such as when you buy a ticket to this festival, we will fly you to the Bahamas.
Which the cost of the festival, from what I've gathered, was $11,000.
I'm
thinking upwards of $11,000.
I'm thinking that you could spend anywhere between like a single digit of thousands of dollars to double digits of thousands of dollars attending this thing.
Okay.
And coworkers were going crazy over on a Friday. So it was, I've been enthralled with it most of the weekend. Just the fallout, just it's one of those perfect distractions from like your own bullshit in your life. You're like, well, I get to be one of the people that didn't buy this,
right.
This ticket and expectation.
Right.
But the one of the things is that's so great about not great, but you can't pull your eyes away from it, is that people are in both anguish, but they're in luxurious anguish in a way. Like the picture of the sandwich is it sums up. I feel like it sums up our culture at the moment. Mm-hmm. Like it's a big statement, which is why I have a conspiracy theory that this is definitely an inside job. Like this, it was supposed to go like this.
This is viral work.
Okay. This is viral at work for sure.
Oh, okay.
Because I mean, how many of us would have actually ever paid this much attention to it at all if it hadn't been? We haven't heard what Ja Rule is up to since the news asked him what he thought about the 2016 election.
Which, oh yes.
Do you remember that Dave Chappelle sketch?
Yeah.
Where they're like, where's Ja? But yeah, Ja Rule is somehow like very relevant in most things.
It doesn't make sense. It makes zero sense. Ja Rule should not be relevant. Hasn't been relevant.
But he can still put it on you because you're his baby.
Has he had a song in 10 years?
I think he was going to drop an album at this festival, man. What the? No, I'm kidding. That would have been the best. This is all publicity for Ja Rule's next album.
Yeah. And all these people fly to the Bahamas to see Ja Rule's new album.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's like, you know, Donald Glover had Pharos in the middle of Joshua Tree and it sold out in 5 minutes. And if Kendrick did something, you know, where he's going to do a performance of Damn through, that would sell out in minutes. But like Ja Rule, that's the one that people are willing to drop $10,000 to go to the Bahamas with these Instagram models.
Oh, geez. So when a lot of the people showed up to get to their flights, everything was just very off because the flights were supposed to be on private jets. But so it was a private jet of a decommissioned Boeing, pretty much, you know, just a decommissioned like 40-year-old plane that like they didn't feel safe on. When they arrived, the tents that they were supposed to be like these beautiful canopies that they were staying in were they were tents for disaster relief.
Yeah, they were old. They were old Haiti unused Haitian relief tents.
If that doesn't, I mean, if you really, I mean, can you at least enjoy a little bit that, like, that's, yeah, it's definitely a super inconvenience, but, you know, people actually had to stay in those conditions.
Yeah.
And the people attending this event were, they were very unlikely to have ever experienced those conditions.
Right.
And so, you know, there's a little, there's, I'm not saying that there's a justice here. I'm not saying that this should have happened. I'm just thinking that it had to have been a humbling moment for many.
No, it wasn't.
No?
No, these people aren't humbled by having to like eat cheese sandwiches and hate in disaster relief tents. They're the rich kids of Instagram. Tomorrow they're going to get off the get out of the Bahamas and they're going to go back to the Bahamas to their private island. Where, you know, Ludacris is doing his festival and he's so actually saying, there.
So we're saying we're over it already.
I mean, you know, these kids, I'm just saying those, the people who are there are not going to be, you know, humbled. You're not going to see a new wave of philanthropists from the the fire festival crowd.
I suppose I'm like, maybe they learned something.
Yeah, man. They're just, and most, like, from what I've seen, they're just like a bunch of entitled brats that are just like mad.
Well, yeah, I guess you can definitely see that in it. I don't know. I mean, I'm not paying. It's, I'm just saying that this sandwich is on par with like the Ken Bones of the internet.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a slice of, if anything, I'd hope to get, I don't know, when I'm massively inconvenienced, but it's something like a flight is delayed.
Mm-hmm.
I truly start to just like, I can't believe that flight is possible. That's like what my first thought is. Like,
right.
So,
right. The fact that it's like the Louis C.K. bit about defying all of God's plans and we're flying in the air.
Impossibly. That's my favorite part of that.
And the Wi-Fi isn't working.
Yeah, right. There was kind of a dangerous thing. It wasn't Wi-Fi related, but this guy, he said that his stuff got stolen and his phone was dying and that he was going to go hide in tent 27. It was gruesome, man. He was tweeting the government of the Bahamas. Like,
yeah, the embassy had to get involved in a lot of stuff.
Man, that's gonna be such a mess.
Yeah, people are getting sued.
And actually, it's, you know what's great though is that the guy who's not Ja Rule, the guys whose project it originally is or was, he's planning for next year.
Yeah, well,
he's saying like,
I mean, it's good. I mean, he should probably get on it now.
Yeah, no, he's saying, you know, next year I'll, you know, we'll definitely be more cautious to avoid these common mistakes that happen every first time that you're putting together something like this.
Yeah,
he's actually on record saying that.
My question is, this is Ja Rule and his festival, right, thing?
So
why was Blink-182 going to be there?
Because it's a good band.
All right.
I mean, it's a festival band. I mean, at this point, they're a festival band. You know, you go to the carnival, get yourself some funnel cake, and you go see Blink-182.
Oh, okay. No. Blink-182 is not a festival band. They are a state fair band. All right. They're not playing. They're not closing Coachella anymore. They are doing night four of the Ohio State Fair right after Guy and just before, like, Brian McKnight.
Dude. I feel like Brian McKnight in this setting is preposterous. I would love nothing more to be sipping some cotton candy, having just won a plushie Sonic the Hedgehog.
Uh-huh.
And then Brian McKnight takes the stage.
Yeah.
It's just a good way to escape Politico land or your feed of insufferable 10 bands I've
seen. Oh, what the fuck?
And one is...
The fuck is that horseshit? Come on. What? Stop it, Facebook.
You're not Why? Into it?
No. No. It's so, like...
Come on. What's...
It's
guess like, which one. Guess which one.
Whatever. Like, why...
It's actually pretty great because no, I feel like I've seen some of the comment threads and none of them are, none of them actually like guess. They always just say, oh, I remember going to that show with you or something like that.
Yeah.
No one ever, like no one's actually playing the game.
It's really
strange.
Are people that hard up to produce social content that they're playing these dumb meme games? Like, I just don't get it. Like, can't you use the time and effort of this game to, like, I don't know, do anything else? Maybe pay attention to your kid?
Maybe that's what they're escaping from, is paying attention to their kid.
Well, maybe you should have thought about that before you had a kid at 19.
Hey, whoa. I mean, there's all sorts of, hey, this game is for everyone.
It's not for me.
That's why, I mean, hey, so when something like a terrible experience happens to a lot of people, you know, that just breaks up the noise.
I guess.
How's your week been? What's the you've got furniture?
Yeah, I get.
I don't imagine you've got any hot takes on that. You're just like excited.
You know, here's a hot take. Things take too long to ship. You know, like I've gotten so used to Amazon Prime, where I buy something at 11 o'clock in the morning and it's at my door by 7 p.m. That this custom couch that I'm looking at buying. In the living room, there's a pile of fabric that I can choose from. To my left, there's these cards.
Is that that picture you showed me?
Yeah. There's like these cards showing the different wood stains.
You've got swatches?
Yeah, I've got swatches.
Wood stains for what?
For the legs.
The feet?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, it's kind of mad, man.
This is great. This is a level of furniture buying that I'm not familiar with.
Well, you know, in 2017, every industry is disrupted. So now there's a whole plethora of custom furniture building at a really low cost.
No. Is it the what is it? The beds? What are those? Some of those like Casper? Do you have the Casper of couches now?
I soon will have the Casper of couches. My problem is it takes like,
what is it called? What's the?
It's a company called Joybird.
Yeah, perfect. You've got a adjective and a noun combined into, it's one word, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And the logo is
joy an adjective?
Well, it's a feeling.
It's a state of being.
One experiences joy. But their logo is a bird, of course, but it's in the shape of a old school. I'm gonna put this up to the camera so you can see it, but like an old 70s chair, like bubble chair, plastic chair. But the bird is in there. It's pretty good.
Wow. I mean, they definitely put the circle peg in the circle hole.
Yeah. There. But my problem is I'm used to the world where couches can arrive in 6 hours, custom made couches for me specifically.
I've never I've never ordered a couch, so I don't like.
I haven't either.
It's a whole new world.
But I can go to IKEA and give it to a pair of guys who will drive it to my house and then put it into the living room.
But you've decided.
But I've decided I want something a little better, and it takes 10 weeks. It's going to take 10 weeks for it to arrive. And that's a really long time.
I feel like that's a lot of couch waiting time.
I'm going to be,
you might even forget.
Like, I'm going to be sitting on the old chair and it's going to know it's getting replaced. And I know it's getting replaced. And we both are just sitting there watching Leftovers together. Like, you know, hey, guess what, couch? You're probably not going to watch the finale because I'm going to throw you on the curb when the new hotness comes.
You're just thinking, oh man, that's going to be a big day. I wonder if the company is like doing that on purpose. They're like, oh, we could ship them in 2 weeks. We could ship them in 1 week. But the anticipation that 10 weeks gives, it just like drives the customer is so much happier with the product after a 10 week waiting period that we've artificially created the deep seated desire for it. Like by that ninth week, you're going to be like your hands are gonna be like sweating. Like it's coming.
My hands are going to be sweating because it's going to be July and it's going to be very hot.
Yeah.
And I won't have a nice new couch with a single cushion to nap on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday when it's 90 degrees outside and the fan's just blowing air over my naked body.
That was a beautiful, beautiful painting. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I'll make sure I take some selfies when that happens.
Our photos back and forth to each other are something of like, you would think that two friends that are closer would have more interesting photos to send to each other, but it seriously ties close-ups of hair.
Yeah. Not like it's just forehead. I could
couch fucking couch swatches.
Yeah. Yeah. A picture of a chair that I own already with swatches on top of it. So I can figure out what couch material should go with this chair.
I'm just saying, don't envy our lives.
Look, it's really like 10 years ago, we were probably sending each other pictures. I don't know how. Let's see. All right. We would have been 20.
What would I send a picture of you? Like, maybe the band?
Yeah. You were sending pictures maybe of the band. I don't know. I'm thinking about when we were 15. It would have been.
I don't even think, dude. I didn't even really have like a cell phone 10 years ago. Really?
No.
Like I had Sidekicks.
Okay.
That I would break about every
seven months.
You remember T-Mobile Sidekick?
I do, and I also remember that every 7 months you break something. So that hasn't evolved at all.
No, it's true. It's a very expensive lifestyle. Do you hit that Norah Jones song exploder?
I think I got bored.
What?
Let me see.
Oh, I was moved.
Yeah.
Do you like Norah Jones?
Yeah, Norah Jones is great. You know, it's just
Uh-oh,
what?
I feel like I missed you, like my computer bottomed out or something.
Oh. No,
I got you back though.
Yeah. You know, Norah Jones is fine. I don't know. It seemed like a short episode. I was backlog on some other stuff. So
it's just not engaged.
It just didn't do much for me.
I think I was just excited that I don't listen to her ever. Okay. And Song Exploder is definitely a way to get me to listen to things that I never listened to.
Right. She did that album with Danger Mouse.
See? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she did a few years ago. I think it was called Rome. I think it was Jack White and Norah Jones with Danger Mouse producing.
What?
Yeah.
Jack White's got quite the story.
Yeah.
One of 12.
He's one of 12?
One of 12.
He, you know, he married his sister.
I mean, That fits the brand.
I mean, he married a woman and then told everyone that was his sister, but it was just his, it was just a woman that he had married, and she was the other half of White Stripes. She was the drummer in White Stripes.
Oh, Meg?
Yeah, Meg. And they were billed as a brother sister combo, but in fact they were shtupping.
Stepping?
Stupping. It's Yiddish for having sexual intercourse.
Okay. I didn't mean to call that out. You definitely should have like dropped it. It would have been cool. We could have moved on. But I needed that origin. Thank you for
you're welcome.
For the Yiddish slang there. But I remember this all happening. This was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, this is like 10 years more. Ago. Yeah.
But I don't remember. Like, doesn't that seem kind of like it was just like a bunch of rumors or something like that?
No, I mean, no. They were
seriously
married.
Billed as brother and sister.
Yeah, they were married. Everyone knew. It was like a weird. It was because Jack White's weird, and it was like a weird thing. He's weird. He's weird.
Is it kind of like when I lie about being a firefighter at parties?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like talking about work a lot of times.
Well, I assume every party you go to is full of people who work for Sonos, so because they infect that city.
I mean, we can't help that there's 400 people that live here and 300 of us need jobs. And then the other 100 like work for things that service places like Sonos.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody's got to brew or roast the coffee that Sonos employees drink.
Shout outs to Handlebar. Thanks for motoring us every morning in and morning out.
I bought a bag of their coffee once.
Bag of Handlebar?
Yeah.
Mm.
It wasn't good.
Guatemala?
It wasn't good.
Mm. Good. Any... I think something that we got hyped over this past week was that interview with Soundwave.
Oh, yeah.
That's such a good one on the fader, which I don't know. Do you get a lot of your... Do you aggregate anymore? Do you even search for news, or does it just kind of like happen? Like, do you subscribe to the Fader RSS or the Twitter feed?
Yeah, RSS.
You do?
I'm still a big RSS guy. I'm a big RSS guy.
Really?
Oh yeah.
That's kind of like saying you have a VCR right now.
Nah, man. RSS is
it's a lot like saying you have
a VCR. RSS is a much better way of aggregating websites than Twitter.
Wow, you're totally right. Now that I really picture it, because they switch the order of stuff, right? From chronological to like,
well,
whatever.
Well, Twitter, because you can miss stuff on Twitter, right? News.
That's
news,
what I mean.
Story, comment, joke. Like, it's just, it's a confusing way to maintain an orderly news cycle. And I don't think about websites to go to them. I don't think, all right, what's I don't remember the last time I visited the Fader website other than pulling up an article that was in the RSS feed.
Right.
I don't type in the fader.com to go and see what's the new story. I just give me all of it at once.
You just subscribe to everything now. Is that, and so you saw this article come up and you sent it my way.
Yeah.
Where Soundwave explains, first off, I just love the way Soundwave spells his name without the D in it. I actually had a hard time finding him
when
I was Googling.
Because you're typing sound wave.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, that's the way the word is actually said. So why don't... Okay. That's... But he explains every song he helped produce on Kendrick's album.
Yeah.
And it's... I don't know why. It's just an inspiring as fuck article. Like, I have to curse that it's... I don't know. I was like, I was taking screenshots and just like sending you stuff that he said. Like, did you have a favorite song that he was on?
Oh, I'm trying to think of what tracks were his. I mean,
so we got, it's like, I mean, I think,
most of them, yeah.
Element, Feel, Loyalty, Lust, Love, XXX, and God.
I would say, Feel is my favorite track of those. I know you. I know you loop Element about 18 times a day.
Yeah. No, I mean, well, what's happened is I'm now like, I'm on Loyalty now.
Right.
As
as
my looped track. Because, you know, you gravitate towards one track and then you just keep going.
Yeah. Because you just want to hear that Rihanna rap.
That's so good. But in the Feel article, he's like, he had a family emergency and he had to like basically this whole article, he's like, yeah, my whole life was happening, but then this album was also happening. So I had to kind of like juggle the life in a way that no other person probably would. Like, he's like on a family emergency and basically, yeah, this person close to me might final minutes or something, but I've got these bars I need to get to, man. The beat has to get finished.
Well, didn't he say he was doing it on a plane? He sent it over on the plane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then Kendrick sent it back.
It's like, can't stop working.
No, man. When you're in that kind of place, you just gotta sleep in the studio, you know.
That's what he was saying, that they slept in the studio. And he said, if you went out to eat, you couldn't come back.
Yeah, man, that's the best. You got like when you're in it, you don't feel hungry. Like when you're in that stuff in those moments, and if you're really in it, you don't notice that you haven't eaten for 10 hours. And you don't notice that you're starving until you finish and then you take a step back and go, oh shit, we haven't eaten anything today. I'm starving.
Yeah.
But if you feel that hunger, like, oh man, I'm really hungry, we should go eat. Like, you're not in it. You're not in it 100%, man.
I don't know, man. I'm always thinking about like some chicken nuggets, just kind of always.
I get it. I get
just
it.
Like French fries. Like, I think about,
yeah, you should just have a standing order to McDonald's. Just all.
Can you order it online yet?
Yeah, you can Postmates some McDonald's, man.
How's your Postmates looking lately? Have you?
You know, I've been keeping it chill. it's pretty warm today. I do have to go to the grocery store still, but I'm pretty sure I'm still going to Postmate some food.
Wait, why? What?
I'm lazy.
Why would you do both?
Well,
then why even go to the store?
Well, because I need stuff for tomorrow, and you know I'm not going to go tomorrow.
Yep.
So I got to do it today. I got to get those steps in, you know.
Oh boy! Hey, what's your streak at?
Let's see, what are we at? Let's grab the phone. I know it's like 4,000.
Something super. Cool. 4,000 steps.
121 days.
That number just keeps growing. I think I will do something special on day 3,000. So, see you in a few years. You know.
All right, day 3,000. Are you gonna like perform Gambino's song 3001?
Oh wow, that would actually be good. Yeah, we'll perform it together. I'll be friends with him by then.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. You'd make that happen, man. He's in London shooting Han Solo.
Shit.
Or Lion King.
Or both, maybe?
Or both. Honestly, he can probably do both. He's working on Atlanta season 2.
Oh, man.
You know.
Oh, we found those art hats.
Oh, from Atlanta,
Is that brand all over Atlanta, or is it just the hat?
I think it's in a couple times.
Okay.
But they are hat. I actually don't know how to pronounce it.
I know it's a funny word, but
it's like French or something. It's super fancy.
It's a hat that Darius wears. The coolest character since, I don't know. I want to say Jesse from Breaking Bad or something. I don't know.
You think Darius from Atlanta is as cool as Jesse from Breaking Bad?
Yeah. Yes. All right. I do.
All right.
as sidekick characters go,
are we okay?
Do you know what I like? Because it has to be in the same, like, you can't choose another star of
is Jesse not the star of Breaking Bad?
You don't think Walt is?
Well, you don't think Jesse's like equally as important?
I think Walt's face is on the cover of the show.
Yeah, but like, you don't think Jesse...
Who's first build?
It doesn't mean anything.
No, okay.
Rob Lowe was first build on The West Wing, but he wasn't the star of The West Wing.
That's totally fair. You're totally right. It's not fair for me to judge in this way. But do I think he's... I don't know, man. We have 9 more seasons to go. I do think that drug dealing is going to be...
9 more seasons of what?
I don't know. Of Atlanta, right?
Oh, the 10? You think they're doing 10?
How many seasons was Breaking Bad?
Six?
Seven.
Six, seven? Six.
Okay, so we have 5 more seasons to go.
Okay.
I think that, mark it here, that Darius's character will go through a similar... Sorry, not Darius's character. The Keith Stanfield character, Darius, will go through a similar story arc to Jesse of Breaking Bad.
Okay, so he's going to start doing math here soon.
He's going to... Yes.
All right. That is quite the prediction for Atlanta season 2. I can two to six.
I can tell you that I can already see myself bringing up this episode and showing you, and you're gonna have to validate.
I will.
But anyway, he wears a cool hat.
Yeah, he wears a cool hat.
And we had to Google it and find it. And there's this, actually, you can buy this hat that has the word art on it and a bunch of different styles. They didn't have the style that I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this thing where I don't get satisfied anymore. So I emailed them and said, can we?
Okay.
You don't just, like, you can just ask for stuff and people will... So they emailed me back and said, we're going to have it back in summer.
Oh, okay.
So if you want the denim and tan art hat, it's called the Classic Crown.
Okay. So so you emailed, you got a response. Now, are you following?
Beiser Damore is the name.
Are you following them on Twitter, Facebook, and did you subscribe to the newsletter?
Jeez, no. What?
All right. Well, then obviously you don't want these hats when they drop.
Oh, I think I did follow them on Twitter.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Actually, I can check.
No, I don't think you did.
I might have.
Yeah. See, and then if they had an RSS feed, you can get that shit aggregated and you would know it wouldn't get lost in your Twitter timeline.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right.
Yep.
And I'm not following them.
Boom. So you don't care about this hat.
I do want it.
You want it, but you wanted it enough to email. If they were going to sell it to you, then you were going to buy it, but you're not buying it in July.
I think I've got like an OmniFocus in it, though.
Nah, it's not going to be good. Because OmniFocus doesn't know when that hat's dropping.
That's true, but it's seriously an OmniFocus that just has the link to it. So basically I'm going to just periodically check it. And that's my RSS. That's worse. It's way worse than your RSS. I get it.
Yeah.
But I don't care about anything other than the hat. So I don't want any of their other shit.
That's why you sign up to that newsletter.
But the newsletter is going to tell me about their lame ass mixtape. And I don't want that.
It's probably a dope ass mixtape.
It's probably really cool. But Beiser Damore has a lot of cool clothes that anyone that likes Atlanta should like check out.
Yeah. You how often do you do your OmniFocus reviews? You doing weekly? You doing a Monday? You doing a Friday?
Sunday? I'm just kinda always doing it.
You're always doing reviews.
Okay, so the reviews as like a activity,
like through every single project that is in your OmniFocus, your Tickler, you're going through your Tickler, your Someday Maybe. You're going through the whole thing and making sure that.
Oh, how often am I going through the whole thing?
Yeah,
like probably once a month.
Probably once a month. You don't have an OmniFocus task that's reminding you to do a OmniFocus.
That's called groom.
Huh.
I do it about once a month. And I'll make a task to do it. And typically, I don't know. I'm just kind of always like, I use it about 4 or 5 times a day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe more if I'm like actively, if I make a list, like I actually have a list of spring cleaning crap that right. I need to get through. But it also includes like, it's not only the errand, but it's also that I need to get, like a sponge of some kind or ant traps.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
And so, you know,
uh-huh.
So I mean, I'll be using it several times during that whole errand-y type of thing,
uh-huh.
but I'm not in the someday folder. Mm. I think that folder kind of depresses me actually. I think I have learned Spanish in there from like 4 years ago.
Yeah, well, you should probably
learn Spanish.
Hola, Chico.
How often are you reviewing?
Every Monday, 10 a.m.
Every Monday. 10 a.m.?
Right, it's the first thing I do after I make breakfast and make the bed.
Remember when you used to tell me that you couldn't get exercise because you were making the bed?
I still do not work out until the bed's made. So
that's priority one.
Priority one is get out of the bed. Priority two is make sure the linens are nice and straight. You know, the pillows are fluffed and turned.
That is,
and the duvet has been properly fluffed up for the previous night's slippage.
That is some serial killer level of attention, and I support it.
Well, I did start going by the name Joshua Wesley Cole. So you know, that's step one is the triple name.
Yeah, you're right. I do think that those people tend to murder more.
Step two is to overly care for your bed.
I do think that there's a certain respect. When you start to care about your bed, you're really caring about your life. You're eating right. You're probably getting the right amounts of fiber.
Yes.
Feeling healthy, Josh?
No. I had a cheeseburger with an egg on it at 10 o'clock last night. and some French fries and some onion rings. And this morning I made half a pound of bacon. So I'm not sure I'm alive.
Yeah, you might have to check your pulse on this one.
There's a 30.
I don't know, man. There's something about a 10 p.m. burger with an egg on it. Are you serious? Like I'm salivating right now.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was an umami burger.
Umami burger is it's a brilliant burger.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It had some arugula on it, so it was like a salad.
No, it wasn't.
It was like
you just said that this burger was like a salad. That's not true.
There was arugula on it, so it was basically a salad. I'm pretty sure in about 20 minutes when we're done recording here, I'm going to eat an ice cream sandwich for lunch.
That's pretty good. You're kind of like throwing away the weekend, you know?
You know, it's more like a full court bachelor life. I'm doing it from end to end. My bed's made, but I'm also eating ice cream sandwiches for lunch. I'm buying couches, but I'm also having somebody deliver me a pizza and rings for dinner.
After you go to the store that has
After I go to the store and I'll walk around, I'll buy a loaf of bread, some deli ham that's already prepackaged. I don't even talk to the person. And I'll get some.
You just point at it?
No. I don't even.
You tap the glass.
I don't even. Like, there's. You go to the grocery store. You're in the deli section per the grocery store I go to. And to the right is the cooler with the prepackaged meats that are $6 and last a day, maybe 2 days. And then to the left, there's the guy who will cut for you however you want, as much as you want. Of the ham and the turkeys and the cheeses. And I say, I want to leave this place as soon as possible. I'm just going to buy a wet package of ham that doesn't last long enough for what I actually want. It lasts exactly two sandwiches. And then I buy a loaf of bread that I carefully consider. And that's it. I go through the entire grocery store thinking, oh, right, I have to get something for dinner. And then I get to the bananas. I grab a bunch of bananas. I see there's usually a beautiful person with a cart full of stuff. I look in their cart and I see, oh, they bought grapes. So then I buy grapes because that's what beautiful people do. And then I end up at the register and I have a loaf of bread, bananas, ham, Munster cheese, and grapes, and none of that is dinner.
Yeah. Well, I see your mistake though. I see. Can I point it out?
Yes, please.
You cannot live by someone else's basket.
Oh, I beg to differ. Saying is don't buy the grapes. I should not buy the grapes.
You should go with your dinner plan.
That's the problem. I don't have one. I don't
go to the dinner aisle. There's literally a dinner aisle.
Yeah.
I mean, they're frozen.
Yeah. Yeah. But what I can do is I can walk to the Albertsons, right? I can walk to the grocery store. I could get my loaf of bread and my ham, my wet ham, and I on the walk back to my house after I realized I didn't actually buy anything for dinner, I can start the order to have Chinese food brought to my house. As I literally pass the place that has the Chinese food that I'm ordering from, I can literally pass it and say I could walk in there right now and pick it up. Or I can keep walking and have somebody bring it to me on an electric scooter.
So can I ask at this point, I would like to ask you a question. Why are we tracking steps? Why are we on this 120 day streak of awesome fitness to pass the place that's going to deliver to you later?
Well, cause I can't stop. I won't stop. All right. I can't stop the steps. I think that's a Justin Timberlake song, Can't Stop the Steps. And I keep walking. I keep moving. I'm feeling good. I'm the skinniest I've been since 2012. But
that's you.
That all happens because on my walk, I look down at the phone and say, what Postmates can I get in 40 minutes?
Yeah, no, I think adding walking to your delivery habit has really cut down. I feel like you should package this up, start selling it as a lifestyle, start posting on Instagram, start getting some hashtags going.
Yeah, here's the two problems. One, sometimes I get ice cream delivered and it's a 5-minute walk from my house. They just give me a pint and it's great. It's great. I only have to get up long enough to go to the door. The guy says, man, that place smells good. And I go, I know, right? Thanks. And then I eat the pint of ice cream.
Number two, in front of him, right?
Yeah, yes. He is not even down to the bottom of the steps when I've already
opened it. They actually don't even come into the door. They just like open your door and roll it in towards the couch.
Yeah, I've already got the spoon on, like ready.
you stopped the rolling with the spoon.
Yeah. And the other problem is
ice cream tricks.
I might be the thinnest I've been since 2012. That also is true of my bank account. That is also true.
Hey, man, because life comes at you in themes, all right?
Life comes at you in $7 deliveries from Postmates. One $7 delivery.
One $7 drain on the bottom line at a time.
You know, if I just signed up for Postmates Plus, a lot of my deliveries would be free. But then I'm spending like $35 a year on delivery. And, you know, I probably do that on one order.
I was going to say, I spent that earlier this year.
I spend that on about 4 days when I have $12 ramen sent to my house and the delivery is $8.
Why are you getting ramen delivered? That is not a meal to be delivered.
Oh, dude, delivery ramen is the best. It is excellent.
Someone needs to take your Postmates away.
You get a big old bowl.
We need to stop delivering foods that don't need to be delivery.
What? Okay.
Well, wait. All okay, right. So it is a
nothing
noodle
needs
dish.
To be nothing needs to be delivered. I don't need a pizza delivered. I can eat it at the
it's a perfect like delivery vessel though.
I'm sure. So is ramen. It's a perfect delivery vessel.
No, see, it's a timed food. The soup is it's different.
It has been cooking for 14 hours already. What is another 20 minutes in a plastic container that keeps it cold, and then I can keep watching the Clippers game.
I'm not going to sit here and respect someone's food opinions that calls it wet ham, which is the name of the episode, by the way.
Yeah, wet ham.
I'm not going to let you go off to your ice cream without some remarks. We have to revisit something that we visited last episode.
Okay.
I need to know, have you gotten any further in the Rachel Dolezal story?
I have gotten a little further. There were a couple of articles that came out.
The zeitgeist is definitely a buzz about this.
You know, she's still Rachel Dolezal, and I've not yet read she did an interview with, I think, The Root. She did an interview with a black woman that I think she was did. No holds barred. And yep. I haven't read it yet because it's the epilogue to the book, I think, in my opinion. I want to read it and then get the immediate response of the black woman just destroying Rachel Dolezal.
So I'm trying to think here because on another podcast, Politically Reactive, I think that she was on their show, actually. Is it Aaliyah Malik?
No.
Nope, that's Syria. Akila Hughes.
No. I'm pulling up the article now.
Patrice? No.
Nope. I don't think she was on Politically Reactive.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's right. Those two people I mentioned are definitely not.
Let's see. This is great radio right now.
But I mean, they talked. Maybe they just talked about their. It was a talking point that particular interview.
Yes. Man, I cannot.
Can't find it.
I literally have it saved.
But you're basically you're. I think that's one of the why I find it interesting, Josh, is there already is a specific lore and understood opinion on this woman. And you're like, I want to find out for myself.
I am not going to be able to pronounce this woman's name. it is Ijeomaolu. I do not know how to pronounce.
Please just try.
No, that's insulting.
It is not insulting to try to say someone's name.
I don't even have a reference point. It's a very unique name to me, which I feel bad about. But I do not know how to pronounce this woman's name. But she interviewed Rachel Dolezal. I'll put it in the show notes, maybe.
But you haven't learned anything new from the book either.
No. I mean,
I'm going to keep checking in with you on it,
please,
you know, just to,
please do. Please
just to do. Make sure you're doing all right. Make sure you haven't lost your damn mind.
Because
the listeners want to know. The listeners need to know.
I'm probably going to still maintain my pro Rachel Dolezal opinion. I think she's a great American. I think she's changing the world with her transracial rights. I think when we make statues of her in 10 years, when we rename the Washington Monument the Dolezal Monument, I think I'm going to be on the forefront of that movement. Yeah. I think her and I are going to take over the world.
Are you and Rachel? You know what? She'd like you. I think she would like you. I think you guys would get along great. Probably, you know, go to the grocery store, get those grapes you've always wanted.
Yeah. She might
live a happy life.
She will probably not appreciate the wet ham as much as I do, because it's probably not African enough.
It's just, well, then you can just get, okay, so you get some grapes, some wet ham, some grape soda. You and Rachel are leaving Albertsons together.
Yeah.
Holding hands on the way to, on your, well, I was going to say Prius, but, no, you're an like American. You're an American.
Yeah. And I'm walking past the Chinese restaurant that's going to deliver our food. that's really the plan.